Joining us now from Normandy is French political analyst Dominique Moisy. Dominique, welcome to Day to Day. And tell me, why is it that the government is taking this action now?
Well, the government has been under the pressure of school teachers, director of hospitals, who wanted some kind of law that would protect them from what they would consider as aggressions from basically Islamic students or Islamic clients that would enter school with a headscarf or refuse to enter an hospital to be treated if they were women by men. So they felt that they needed the protection of the law.
They are saying, the government is saying, and these administrators and school officials are saying that these students and young people are actually acting aggressively with these symbols of their faith. Is that correct?
It is correct. The problem is that in France, you have nearly what I would call a religion of secularism. Once you enter school, you enter a field where everyone should look alike. So no student should wear the headscarf or the kippah or a very obvious cross as a sign of a Catholic student. It's really the religion of neutrality, so to speak.
You know, the U.S. Constitution separates church and state, but in this country, you wouldn't ban an expression of personal faith if someone wanted to wear a yarmulke or a headscarf or a cross. That would be seen as perfectly normal. Tell me, what is the difference in these two kind of beliefs about what the state should do in dictating personal behavior?
Well, I think it's the history of France. The state has been built in France at a very early stage. In fact, before the nation, the state has created the nation, and the state has imposed its authority progressively on regions. And the idea is that there should be one republic, indivisible, with the notion of citizens obeying rules and acting in the same manner. The idea is that in the name of universal principles under the French Republic, no citizen should be different from the other.
In the history of the French Revolution, there was a kind of anti-Catholic church part of it, wasn't there? So there, perhaps that is what's
important. There is an element of very vigorous secularism against religious faith. But clearly, in this present circumstance, the French Republic has found itself incapable of integrating the most radical element of Islam, because the school system is no longer what it used to be, because you don't have military conscription any longer, because trade unions are very weak, and because, in fact, the churches themselves are weak. So you are finding a government looking for a law in order to protect itself from a community it has failed to integrate successfully.
Dominique, is this a sort of fundamental question that France is facing now? Does this call up in some way basic ideas that are going to trouble the nation for a while? Or is this something that's just going to kind of be passed by the French National Assembly and then go away?
Well, I think it will be passed by the French National Assembly as a law, but it won't go away, because the real issue is not the headscarf. The real issue is the ability or the failure of the French state to integrate its Muslim minority. And the real issue is the growth of intolerance within the most radical element of this community. I mean, it's not so much that they want to wear a headscarf. It is that behave in an intolerant manner vis-à-vis other religious community, in particular, in the French case, the Jews, because the images of the Middle East are being played in French schools and lead to act of aggressions.
Dominique Moisy is deputy director of the French Institute for International Relations and a political analyst. He speaks with us today from Normandy. Dominique, thanks for joining us on
Thank you very much.